Washington, D.C. was the first city in the United States to issue gender-neutral driver's licenses and identification, or ID, documents. The new policy went into effect June 27th. It allows people to choose X as their gender if they do not identify as either male or female. Previously, Washington, D.C. residents seeking a driver's license or identification card had to choose M for male or F for female. This has also been the requirement in other American states. Earlier this month, Oregon became the first state to approve the X choice for people seeking a driver's license or ID. Oregon's new policy took effect July 3rd. Many countries allow people to choose a neutral gender on official documents, including passports. These include Australia, Germany, Bangladesh, India, Nepal, Pakistan, and New Zealand. The U.S. government does not issue passports for people who identify as neither male nor female. The new policies in Washington, D.C. and Oregon allow people to report gender identification themselves. They no longer have to have a doctor or social worker confirm their choice. The first person in America to receive a gender-neutral driver's license was Washington, D.C. resident Nick Sakurai.
I was really excited to get a government identification that legitimized who I am, that made me feel included, and that my government sees me.
Sakurai does not identify as either male or female and chooses to use the pronoun they, them. Unlike some countries, the United States does not have a national ID, so the driver's license is required for many uses. Sakurai said while some people might be confused when they see the X, it can be a good way to educate about the issue.
For me, it's the knowledge that I have the backing of my local government, that they understand that there are more than two genders or sexes, and by displaying the document, I can use that to initiate a conversation.
One organization working closely with Washington, D.C. officials on the change was the National Center for Transgender Equality. The group called the policy change a tremendous first step in recognizing a growing part of the population. Mayor Muriel Bowser said the new policy is in keeping with Washington, D.C.'s commitment to improve rights for all members of the LGBTQ community. The safety and well-being of all Washingtonians is my top priority, she said in a statement. LGBTQ groups have said that allowing the X option on official documents will help reduce discrimination and raise awareness of gender identity issues. In 2015, the National Center for Transgender Equality did a survey involving more than 27,000 transgender Americans. About 68% of those surveyed said none of the official ID documents they had included the name and gender they desired. Some said they experienced some form of discrimination when showing an ID that did not match the gender they presented. About 32% said they faced verbal harassment, assault, or were denied service, or asked to leave. Sakurai responded to criticism by some that gender-neutral policies are an attempt to invent new genders that never existed before.
These kinds of experiences are not new, and of course in many countries and cultures, there's a long history of thousands of years of recognizing the existence of more than two genders. Maybe it's three or four or five, or not having as strict of a gender system or way of thinking about gender.
Sakurai sees the Gender X policy as a great step forward, but not something that will stop all problems related to discrimination. I'm Brian Lynn.